Okay, so there's a great piece in this week's parsha, this coming week's parsha, in the Sefer Emunah Sitecha from Rav Moshe Wolfson, and let's begin. Zos Torah Saola, Hiya Ola Al Mokta, Zos Torah Saola, the Karban Ola. Kasser Rabbeinu Bechaya, Sheba Kasser Lamdeinu Shekarban Ola, Hu Anichbad Shebechol Karbanus Kula. Rabbeinu Bechaya says Zos Torah Saola, Hiya Ola. So Rabbeinu Bechaya says, the Torah is hinting to us that the Karban Ola is the best Karban of all. Of all the Karbanos that exist, the Karban Ola, which for whatever reason wasn't in last week's Parsha, as we'll see, he'll raise that question. But the fact that the Torah says, this is the Torah of the Ola, Hi HaOla, HaMokta, right, the Ola that goes entirely burnt, consumed entirely by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol, so that's the best Karban of all. Sheshar Karbanos Yesh Mehem Shenachalim Lebalim. Some Karbanos are eaten by the owners. Karban Pesach is an interesting carbon that the Kohen gets nothing from. Aval carbon ola ein lebnei adam shum chelik bo elakula laKadosh Baruch Hu. And presumably that makes it the best. If it's the carbon that Hashem gets entirely for Himself, that's the best carbon. Balzeh amar akasuv. That's what the pasuk means. Actually, a little typo here. It should be a chaf, not a resh. Balzeh amar akasuv. Hi haola lemalas hakarbon v'chashivusa. Okay, so the carbon ola is the best carbon. So says Rav Wolfson, I have a few questions about this. First of all, Roy Lahavin Lama Milamdinu Akasav Davar Zekan, Velobitchilas Parshas Vayikra, Shasham Iker Dine Ola. We've discussed the ola in this past week's parsha. So why Dafka here is it being Miramis to Azos to us ola hi ola? We've already introduced the carbon ola. Why did it wait to separate from all the other carbonos, the carbon ola, and then to be Miramis? Oh, by the way, you should know that this ola, which is for some reason is set apart, is really in fact the best carbon. It's Kul Ola Hashem. If it's Kul Ola Hashem, so let Vayikra start with the carbon ola, and let's introduce this aspect that's being merumas in this pasuk about the carbon ola. If we look on Ivy, what's it talking about here? Which detail of the carbon ola is being discussed here? Rak behektar chalavim ve'evar. She avoda tfeila, v'gam ba'ufen shel di'avad. As Rashi explains. Meaning what? We're discussing the burning of the extra fats and the limbs, which, first of all, that's a secondary, right? That, meaning that's sort of the remnant of the carbon. That's not the ikar of the carbon. These fats and these additional pieces. And furthermore, ideally, they're meant to be burnt by day. It's a chiddush in halacha, the Torah's machadish, that what? That hektar chalav ve'evarim can take place throughout the night. If you didn't finish burning it by day, b'di'evan, you could burn it through the night. So again, why in such a context, in such a b'di'evan context, where it's an avoda tefila to begin with, why is that the place where your merame is that this is the most chashuv thing of all? Isa b'gemara. Tefilos avos tiknum. U'keneged tmidim tiknum. We know that there's two different opinions, the Gemara and Brachos. What is the source for tefillah? Is it connected to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Is it connected to Karbanos? The Rishonim discuss, what about Musaf? Maybe connected to Yosef at Tzadik? There's sources that indicate that. But the classic three tefillahs, Shacharis, Mincha, Ma'ariv, is connected to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So says Rav Wolfson, tefillah Shacharis, Tikkun Avraham, connected to Tamashal Shachar. So we don't have to use the two opinions independently. You could say that Avraham, connected to Tamashal Shachar. Tefillahs Mincha, can I get Yitzchak? Can I get Tamid Shal Ben Arvai? Tfilas Arvis, can I get Evarim Shalom Akhtir Mi Bayom Shma Akhtir Balayla? So says Rav Wolfson, again, I'll ask you the same question. Vegam Khan Roy Lahav. Of the three Avos, who's the, not that we pick favorite, but who's the best of the Avos? Who is the one who we're called by? B'nai Yisrael, we're the children of Yaakov. Right? Yaakov's Mitasa was Shlema. All of his children were righteous, unlike an Avram, whose Midas HaChesed produced the Yishmael, unlike Yitzchak, whose Midas HaGvura produced an Esav. Yaakov is the best of the Avos. So why should Yaakov be a Keneged Ma'ariv? Why should Yaakov be a Keneged Hector Chalavim Ve'evarim? V'gam Kan Roy Lahavin Shari Yaakov Avinu Hu Amufcha Sheva Avos, like Chazal say. Right? B'nei Yaakov B'chirav. That there's a certain selection that Yaakov was selected from amongst the other Avos to be set apart. The Zohar HaKadosh refers to Yaakov Avinu as Tushbach the Avos. He's the Bechir Sheva Avos, he's the best of the Avos, if we could say such a thing. And therefore, Lama Tfilaso, he mechuvenes keneged avoda tfeila shel hektar chalav ve'evarim, shemaktirim b'layla b'di'evet, b'shul shelo aktirim b'yom. So why should Yaakov, the best of the Avos, be keneged what? Again, those parts that are b'di'evet brought throughout the night in a time when the Beis Hamikdash is not really functioning with all its glory. And I think you can add more than that. We know tefillas arvus is reshus. So again, it's a tefillah that's not so important, but Yaakovin is the most important. So how do you have this again? This strange paradox. On the one hand, it's keneged Yaakov. On the other hand, it's keneged the b'di'evet burning throughout the night of the hekter chalavim ve'var. And he adds one more piece before he begins to answer the question. A very interesting Medrash Pliya. Medrash Pliya is not actually a volume. I mean, we do have a psalm called Medrash Pliya. Medrash Pliya means that there are various midrashim that are scattered throughout Chazal that superficially make absolutely no sense. And they've been collected into volumes called Medrash Pliya. And different svarim deal with it, try to answer up sort of what is the secret of these very, very strange midrashim. Right, for example, I always give this example every time I mention a Medrash Pliya. The Medrash Pliya says, Ein manichin tefillin el b'Shabbos. We only wear tefillin on Shabbos. Okay, so obviously that's a Medrash Pliya. It's a Pliya. Well, what does that mean? Right? And there are many, many strange midrashim like that. Very, very strange midrashim. Jewish women light Shabbos candles because when the Jews left Mitzrayim, they said, remember the fish that we ate in Mitzrayim. What does that mean? So there are many volumes, again, collections that try to resolve. So the Divrei Yoel, the Sat Meruv, quotes a Medrash Pliya on this Parsha, on this coming week's Parsha, Parsha Sav. Shalu Talmidav es Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, Amos ben David ba. The Talmidav of Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma said, Nu, it's Mashiach coming, Rabbi. Tell us when Mashiach is going to come. Amar Lahem, so he said, I'll tell you. Pasuk in Parsha Sav, Zos Torah Sa'ola, Adkan. Shkoyach. So what, the Gematria of Zos Torah Sa'ola is Merumah, is the year Mashiach is going to come? What does that mean? Ayin Shom Dvarav, look in the words of the Rebbe of Yoilish from Sator. Levar Kavanas HaMedrash, who offers his explanation of the Medrash. But Wolfson, in his unique style, which is full of depth and full of chizuk, will offer a different answer, as we'll see. V'yesh lomar od ba'ofen acher. Ki nei al yedei his gabrus hachoshech bitokef hagalus nechlash ma'od midas avodaseinu b'toru v'mitzvos. So Wolfson says, we are this paradox. To understand the paradox of these questions that we've raised, the Ola being the best carbon, and yet Dafka describing it not in the primary context of the Karbanos, and Dafka in the context of the Hekter Chalav Ve'Varim, the Kenegad Yaakovinu is the best of the Avos, but at the same time his tefillah is only Rishus, and it's Dafka at night when the Beis Hamikdash is not so much thriving. So how do we understand this paradox? He says we are this paradox, right? The Hizgabras HaChoshech, the Tokef HaGalus, the strengthening and the darkening of the Galus, which has caused us to become in many ways very pathetic Jews, that our Avoda in Torah and in Mitzvos is certainly not like it used to be. And I'm not saying that with a foolish longing. I keep pointing out Rav Judah in a shir recently. Did I mention this? Recently, Rav Judah in a shir recently was saying, you know, people always say, you know, how good it was in Europe. People always reflect on, like, you know, the previous generation when in Europe everything was like so perfect. So it was like nothing was so perfect in Europe. The Jews were being killed left and right. There was a million different movements trying to steal away people's neshamas. People were starving to death. It was like impossible there. Children died, you know, women died in childbirth. It's not like so long ago. You know, so we sometimes romanticize the earlier generations. But our Wolf is not romanticizing the earlier generations.
When Judah gave the Teaneck Apartments chair?
Yeah, right.
He was like, everyone talks about yeshiva.
When I was in yeshiva. Yeshiva wasn't so great.
No, but he's like, yeshiva was 10 years ago.
Right.
Get a life.
Guys. Right, move past it. Right. First, I have to live with the times. But again, Rav Wolfson is not romanticizing, oh, the earlier generations were so much better. He's saying, if you look through the course of Jewish history, yeah, the earlier generations were significantly better when it comes to Avodat Hashem. It doesn't mean that there weren't different challenges. But as far as the overall Avodah, he's simply stating that there is a Metzias. There's a very real, you know, there's a very definite reality of Yiridas HaDoros. So as the Galus drags on, our avoda of Torah and Mitzvos becomes more and more difficult. We said the other day in Sichas Aran, right? That Weinberger said recently to some chavra that halavai people should, you know, learn a little and daven a little, and that would be a great accomplishment in our generation. And it's not just a defeatist attitude; it's a mitzias that we're living in very, very tough times, and to do anything is very hard. And it also goes a step further. Besides the fact that Galus, almost 2,000 years of Galus, has taken its toll on the spirit of Klal Yisrael, what about the fact that so many mitzvahs you can't do Bizman Hazeh? We're going to talk in a few minutes, we're going to talk about bringing Karban Pesach Bizman Hazeh, if someone can in fact do such a thing. if that could be part of our reality. But there's so many mitzvos. He says, Rov ha-mitzvos. If you look at the Chafetz Chaim, Sefer Mitzvos HaKatzar, where he puts together those mitzvos that apply, Bizman HaZeh, you slice half of the Torah in half, right? There's nothing left. So Rov the mitzvos, Yefshal Lekaimam, Rakisha Mikdash Bibinyan No, Yisrael Al Masa. So percentage-wise, what percentage of Ratzon Hashem can we fulfill? And of that percentage that we do, Gam Eichos HaAvod V'mitzvos Sheyesh B'yadeinu, Hi Chalusha U'Refuya L'Umas Avodas HaDoras HaKodmim. And at the same time, even those mitzvos that we do have are very weak, and we do them in a way that lacks the quality of the earlier generations. Okay, so that's all the negative side. But we said there's paradox here. What's the flip side? The flip side is, he writes where it's underlined, Amnam L'idach Gisa. On the other hand, miyuta avoda bedoras halalu chaviva uretzuya lefnei Hashem Yisbarach ad ma'od ke'erach avoda shel doras hakodmim ve'af lamal. At the same time, we can have the chutzpah to say that yes, our avoda is of a lesser quality, and yes, there's less of the avoda bichlal, but the little bit that we do in our times because of the struggles lefum tzara. It's a simple chazal in Mesechus Avos that in accordance with the struggle is the gain. And therefore, says Rav Wolfson, our avoda, the little bit that we do, given the context in which we're trying to do it, is in fact equal to or perhaps even greater than the avoda of the earlier generations. And he quotes a famous statement, a famous conversation that was held between the Arizal and Rav Chaim Vital, his Talmud. This actually is found in the Sefer Chizyonos, which is an interesting sefer from Rav Chaim Vital. He records it there. I think that is the source for this story. Sha'amar Arizal, Rav Chaim Vital, she'gedulas nishmaso hi kamalas hatanayim v'amoralim. The Arizal said about himself, and perhaps our Rav Chaim Vital, our souls are on the madriga of the tanayim v'amoralim. Now the Arizal and Rav Chaim Vital were certainly very, very great Jews, but to compare ourselves to tanayim v'amoralim, the way that those who understand the inner workings of Torah look at Tanaim and Amorah, they were superhuman, these individuals. To be a Tana, to be an Amorah. You read us a Doros. How could we compare our Neshamos to the earlier Doros? V'shalu heichi tochin davar zeh. V'arei ein avodaso magas klal erach avodaso. How can we compare ourselves? Rav Chaim Vital said, Michilas kvod Ravenu, the Arizal. How can we say that we're on par with the earlier generations? The Rizal says, it's true, compared to what they actually did, the quality of their avoda and the amount of their avoda, we're nothing. But because of our struggles, the little bit that we do is as elevated as those earlier generations. So Wolfson says, that was the Rizal of Chaim Vital. What would HaKadosh Baruch Hu say about the world today? That was said 400 years ago in Tzvat, when the Arizal was sitting with his chabura. I can't imagine he had so many nisyonos day to day, sitting with, you know, his chavra of massive tzaddikim in that tkufa. Obviously there were physical struggles to survive, but spiritual struggles, I can't imagine the Arizal was so, you know, overtaken by his yetzer hara. And yet, at the same time, he said, the little bit that we do is like the earlier generations. Uman nomar od kayom azeh. So imagine what we can say about the avoda today, given the challenges that we face. And it's not apologetics. This is pnimius haTorah. This is a metzias. He's being megalic to us. V'kiyotze bo'omar chadush yarim. Now look at this point from the chadush yarim. It's a very beautiful point. She'itachet she'kvaris ru'uya lavo gula. It could be. Sometimes we look at the world and we say, if Mashiach hasn't come yet, how could it possibly ever come? What's happening? How could it not be here yet? There's a reason, says the Chidushim, that Hashem is intentionally, the Metzias, it's appropriate for Mashiach to come. It's too crazy at this point that Mashiach can't come. You know why Hashem's holding out? HaKadosh Baruch Hu choshek ma'od ba'avodas b'nei Yisrael. Begalus, v'yesh lo nachas ruach yoser miyagiyas ha'avodah b'choved ha'galus. You know why Hashem's holding out? Because Hashem is so in love with the little bit of effort that a couple of schleppy Jews in the ikvus of the Mashiach are making. It means so much to Hashem to see that given everything that we're up against, there are still a couple of Yidden who get together on a Sunday morning to learn a little piece of Torah together. Hashem loves them. That alone, Hashem says, I can't bring Mashiach. It's too precious to me to take away the nachas ruach that I kivyachol get from such an experience. Hashem says, I can't give that up. I can't pass that up. V'nimtza l'fiza. So now, this is an important point. We have to know how to think. Shemitzad malas ha'avoda. Meaning, as far as we're concerned, is it a good deal to be living in the times which we're living? For us, it's a great deal, right? We always think, I would have lived in earlier generations, it would be so much better. You have the greatest opportunity today to bring Nachas Ruach to Kadosh Baruch. It's the greatest deal in the world. So mitzad malas ha'avoda, as far as we're concerned, as far as scoring points, so to speak, in Shemayim, in Olam Haba, not that Shemayim necessarily and Olam Haba are the same thing. Ein lanu lishonin al matzav ha'galus. So we have nothing to be depressed about. Right? The galus is so broken, it's so terrible, we can't do it. It's great. We have an opportunity that's a greater opportunity than the Tanayim, than the Amoraim, than the Arizal, than Rav Chaim Vital. That's an amazing opportunity. Yeah, you want to say something?
Yeah. Also, aren't we only given tests that we could overcome? Meaning, it's harder for us, but we're able to overcome.
Right. So we have to believe that we're not here to fail. Right? Yeah. Meaning, it can't be that Hashem put us in a Metzias to fail. Right? It's hard. And sometimes it's not as flashy, because again, we don't have the minds of the earlier generations. We don't have the hearts of the earlier generations. We're just not Bali Avoda, like the earlier generations. But that's okay. That's part of the reason we get so much schar when we choose to make those right decisions. So as far as we're concerned, we're not here to fail. We're not losing out. So why do I daven for Mashiach then? That's what he's raising. If it's such a unique time period to live in, such a great opportunity to get rich on mitzvos, so why would I even daven for Mashiach? Ein roi la'adam sheyipol rucho bekirbo she'ein avodasu nechshavos l'klum. The first challenge is just to believe this. And to believe that Rav Moshe Wolfson is not just trying to make a pathetic generation feel better. He's being megala something in Pnimius HaTorah, that there's a mitzius of Yeridas HaDoros on the one hand, and yet an Aliyas Nesham on the other hand. There's something inside of us that offers us a unique opportunity. So the first challenge is, of course, to just believe this. Ki lefi matzav ador chashav ol kol davar, to believe that in accordance with the challenge is the reward. It's a chazal. It shouldn't be so hard to believe. Lefum tzara agra. So you can say, well, you guys are just making excuses today. Right? Or maybe not. Maybe the Yitzhahara is so out of control like never before, and it is the hardest generation to live in. And every little bit that we do does count a lot. That's the first step, to believe that. V'im nizdami la'adam b'isko, efsharus la'arviach eza sukum, shalo kedas. Rav Wolfson says, I'll give you an example of something a person in the business world might face today. You have an opportunity to make a lot of money, to cheat, to make a significant sum of money in a way that's not in accordance with the law. Umoneas atzmo. And he holds back. So he says, so what do they do? So as an honest person, that's such a great thing. I'm going to get rewarded in Shemayim for that. I didn't steal. So now all of a sudden I'm a big tzaddik. So the boss says, you know how many people are cheating? You know how many businessmen are their whole business is built on theft and trickery? He says, you hold yourself back from stealing. And you think, what's the big deal? So I overcame something that's a basic thing, a basic mitzvah that anyone should have. Al yachshuv shelo nechshav zeh l'klum. Don't think it's nothing. Ki gam nisayon zeh chashuv u'ma'od lefi erech hador. Look around the world today. Look at the deception of the entire world. And a person could just be a yashar person. That's a lost art. That's an amazing thing. V'chein kol keyotze b'zen. So to anything in this category. When a person goes against the tide, even a little bit. Even if he's not such a massive Baal Avodah, but he's a little bit in control, and he's a little bit different than the world. That's a major accomplishment. So as far as we're concerned, should I feel like I'm living in tough times? It is tough times. Should I feel like it's such an unfortunate reality to be living in our times? It's not at all. It's a big schuss. You can get a lot of points. As far as Kabbalah's pras, as far as receiving reward, our avodah is in no way less meaningful or less significant than the earlier generations. So again, so why do I want Mashiach? So he says in the bottom line as we turn the page, Achal zos yis'onen ha'odam, al miyot kvot shemayim v'alchil shemo yisbarach, bein ha'amim ha'sholim ayei Elohim, tzur ha'siyom bo. You know why we down for Mashiach? Because we feel bad for God. It's not only about us. Not only about scoring points and getting a big chelek in Olam Haba. What it's about is the fact that there's a mas on top of Kodesh Kedoshim. That's what it's about. That should be enough of a reason to daven. What it's about is that people deny Kodesh Baruch Hu's existence. That's what it's about. Yeah, okay.
Only about us? Is that what it is?
Meaning? It's also about us?
Yeah.
I think it's also about us.
I feel like
I guess the highest level is.
I feel like that's a bigger kiddush. Bigger kiddush that's for us.
I hear.
I mean, in this mind, yeah.
I guess. The point is, we shouldn't become selfish. We shouldn't become self-centered and say, this is the great. If I believe what Rav Wilson's telling me, that I have the greatest opportunity to score points, I don't want Mashiach to come. Mashiach is going to ruin that opportunity. The clarity that will come to the world with Mashiach's arrival will take away, right? Well, the market will bust. Right? the inflation will ruin everything. So I actually mitzad my avoda. It's a struggle, but if I'm trying and I'm really trying, and even if I'm just accomplishing a little bit, that's a big deal. But as far as the Kodesh Mokhtar's Kvod Shemayim is concerned, how can I not feel sad for Hashem? And how can I not feel sad for those Jews who aren't making it? Or Bechlau, forget spiritually making it. Just the physical suffering of Klal Yisrael. The pain that the Jewish people have to endure, that terrible tragedy that happened over Shabbos, that I'm sure everyone heard about. I imagine so. We should learn Le'ilo Nishmasa. I'm saying you hear something like that. And again, it's not, was it an anti-Semitic attack? But Rabbanu Litzlan, you know, there's just like, there's a feeling that goes out from the heart of a Jew when you hear something like that. You just say, Rabbanu Litzlan, enough. This is crazy. We're just like, we're so broken at this point. It's just enough. Al Tzaren Shel Yisrael. Right? It says, Kol Yom Davei. Which means the whole day, we're bombish in pain, we're suffering. Right? Davei is a lashon of illness. It describes an Isha Nida. It describes her as a person who's, it's an illness, it's a sickness. So Klal Yisrael, we're dovin begalus, we're in a sick state in the galus. Mitzad ze'alin lispal al gula. And mitzad, the pain and suffering of our fellow Jews, and mitzad, the lack of kvod shemayim, that itself is enough reason to die. K'mo she'amrim, masai timloch b'tzion. Why do I want Hashem to rule? Why? The goal is that the world should recognize you. That's what I want you to reveal yourself, Hashem. That there should be a kedusha, and there should be a kavod that's given to you. As far as I'm concerned, even though I'm not getting the kavod now, but I know that again, my soul is certainly benefiting from the time period in which it's living. But as far as Hashem's concerned, I should be very broken. So now we're ready to answer our questions. With this, we can wrap up the piece. So now we understand. You made it in time for the punchline, Rav Yonah. No, how was Shabbos, Chavra? Just got back now? Okay, you made it in time for the punchline. We wanted to understand, how is carbon ola the best carbon as described in this coming week's parsha? And especially since it's only talking about Hector Chalavim Veivarim on page Yud Aleph. In the second paragraph on the right. Uvizeh yuvan inyan. Sheramza Torah chashivas karban ola bavodas hektar chalam veivarim balayla. This is what it means. Where it's underlined. This is what it means when it says that the karban ola is the best karban. Despite the fact that what are we saying about the karban in this week's parsha? The fats and the extra limbs that are burning throughout the night. That's a bidiyavet situation. So how is that the best? Kizeh romez alavoda hama'uta shebizmana galus. Becheshko salayla. It's merames to what? That little bit of avoda that's being done at night, the same way these fats and limbs are being burnt throughout the night. It's a dark time, right? It's a time when there's not much happening, and yet the Torah is being merames. Even that little bit that a Jew is doing in the dark galus can be so chashuv. V'dafka zeh avoda, ola b'chashivus mikol avodos. And there's something, there's a unique nachas ruach that Hashem gets from that bit of avoda that a Jew does in a dark time. It's those efforts that are being made throughout the night, throughout the galus, which is compared to night, until the morning comes, until Mashiach comes, that hi ha'ola, that's it. That's what it's about. That's the greatest thing. It's kula l'Hashem. What do you mean it's kula for us? No, it's kula l'Hashem, says the Torah. Shezo avoda shebalela galus, hi ha'ma'ula v'achashuva b'yoser, afshi tveil u'ma'uta. So now we understand why. What was our second question? Why is Maariv correspond to Yaakov? Maariv is a Rishus. Yaakov is the best of the Avos. So what's going on here? And it's connected. Maariv's connected. Hector Chalav Beivarim. Again, it's connected. These fats and limbs. It seems to not be the most chashuv. And yet, it corresponds to Yaakov, who's the most chashuv. How could that be? Because Yaakov Avinu is the one who taught us how to survive in Golos, and how to be successful, not just survive, to be successful in Golos. Ki Yaakov Avinu, hu asher solo l'kavash haderach levan of l'doros ha-Golos. Yaakov is the one who paved the road, paved the way for a Jew to be matzliach in Golos. Shu savo tsar gidol banim, v'gilu me'artso, v'lamad etzol shem ve'ever. He started, he was having tremendous difficulties, and then he ended up in a Beis Medrash for a couple of years, but it wasn't a Beis Medrash where he was just learning the Shema. He spent 14 years, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, he was preparing himself to learn how on earth am I going to maintain my Yiddishkeit in Beis Lava. So it was a pachad those years. It wasn't just like 14 years of learning in Kola. It was 14 years of army training in order to prepare himself for the biggest battle against Lavan, who, as we learned about a couple weeks ago, was as evil as it gets. La'achar kach is gor etz Lavan. He was in Lavan's house 20 years. 20 years with Lavan. La'achar kach yorad l'Mitzrayim. And all the other tzars of Yosef and Dina and Yaakov's struggles and suffering. And he ends his life in Mitzrayim. And even though Chazal and Rami is to us that again, those were some of the best years of his life, the Lamaisa, he saw Klal Yisrael entering into the Golus that had been promised long ago by the Brisbane of Asar. He saw what was happening. He wasn't oblivious to the fact that Klal Yisrael was about to endure a terrible, terrible 210 years. Val Kain, who Aviyam shall Yisrael b'masav Golus. So therefore Yaakov is the one we look to, who we learn what it means to be a Jew in Golus. And therefore, V'achein, B'chir ha'avos, roi l'takin tefila ha'muvcheres v'mechuvanas neged hektar chalav mevar. So it's in fact very appropriate that Yaakov is the one who writes the tefila that a Jew says at night. And Yaakov is the one who wrote the tefila that corresponds to what? The hektar chalav mevar, those little bits of offerings that are burnt throughout the night on the Mizbeach. Shehi ha'avodah ha'muvcheres v'mu'ulam mikol ha'avodos. Because that in fact is the greatest avoda of all. And now we can answer the Medrash. What was the Medrash Pliya? The Talmidim of Yosef ben Kisma said, Rabbi, when's Mashiach going to come? And he answered, Zos Torah Sa'olam. What kind of answer is that? Medrash Pliya. Umeati Yisbar Divya Medrash. Sheshalu al Talmidim as Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma. Amasai ben David Ba. What were they asking the Rabbi? However, what were they asking the Rabbi? They were saying, this is crazy. When's Mashiach going to come already? We can't function like this. It's only getting worse. And again, this was the time period of the Tanayim. They were already feeling it's getting worse. So Achas Kama V'Kama Bizman Hazeh, it's a lot worse. V'Hirgish Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma B'Sheilas. Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma understood the depth of their question. What were they asking? Shemis Onim Heim Alagolas Mitzad Miot Ha'Avoda U'Minias Kiyum HaMitzvos Karay. What were they so upset about? They were saying, Rabbi, we're not like the earlier generations. Again, Achas Kama V'Kama today. We say to the Rabbanu Shel, Rabbi, we're not like we used to be. So Hashem, take us out of here already. Valkein Heishiv Lahem. So he said back to them, Zos Torah Sa'ola. If you understand the secret of the Karban Ola, if you understand why the Karban Ola is found Nehetar Cholam Veivarim, it's Merum, is that it's the best Karban, Dafkin Parshas Tzav, not in Vayikra with the other Karbanos. It's a generation that's set apart. It's the Ikhvas of the Mashiach. We're a unique generation that does its own thing, pushed to the back, but there's something so special about that. He answered them, Shapasak Zebal Abdenu. Ki Adram. Don't be depressed. Havoda Bacheshka Sagalis Yabu'ula Beyoser. Vidim Sasha Ainless Onin Al Gals Mitzad Mir Avoda. Don't be depressed that there's nothing to accomplish today. It's not true. It's simply not true. There's such a great opportunity. Again, the Chidush Arim said, Mitzad Hashem, we should feel very sad. Right? That's what it means when we say, Lamancha. Hashem, you know, save us for your sake. Redeem us for your sake. So we normally understand that to mean, we're not good enough to do it, so you do it, right? No, we're too good. For us, it's great. Again, as far as our own personal schar, it's great. But Lamancha, we feel bad for you, Hashem. We know, if we know who we are, we're not failing you. A little bit that we're doing with this great struggle is not at all a failure in Shema. But as far as you're concerned, Hashem, we're sad for you. So he was saying to his students, that's what Rabbi Yosef and Kisma was being mechazik his students. Again, the fact that so many people deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that Jews are suffering, and that there are Jews who unfortunately are not being matzliach in their avoda. But any Jew is making a sincere effort to try, even though we don't compare to the earlier generation, it's gevaldik. In Shemayim, Hashem understands the struggle. And it's, again, for the tzar of the Jewish people that were paid. It's found in the Hagos, in the notes that are added to the Drashas Chassam Sofer in the first volume. Shepamachs, that one time. Kishahaya Chassam Sofer, Libo, Soer, Bikirbo, Al Tzaris Yisrael. The Chassam Sofer once cried out to Hashem. He said, as far as, again, Chassam Sofer understood that as far as the Avodah is concerned, it's a unique opportunity. Hashem values our Avodah. But the pain that he was feeling, when he looked at the pain of Klal Yisrael, the Chassam Sofer said, that alone is enough of a reason to demand the Geula. So the Chassam Sofer's heart was stirring within him when he was thinking about the tzaras of Klal Yisrael. Pasach piv klapei ma'ala. V'kara lo uchal od lisapek. He says, Hashem, I can't hold back anymore. This is crazy. We're not managing. You know that story at the Baal Shem Tov? I wish I knew the story well. I'm not going to be able to say it over now. But I want to say it just in case anyone knows it and can help me finish it. There's a famous story at the Baal Shem Tov. I don't remember who he sent. He sent someone, and he ended up on some island, and he met someone, and he said, no, what's with Klal Yisrael? How's everyone doing? And he said, we're managing, we're doing okay. You know, that's what I said? We're managing. It's not great, but we're managing. Right? And then he'd get back to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and the Baal Shem wouldn't even look at him, he was so angry at him. And he said, why'd you tell Mashiach that we're managing? We're not managing. We're broken beyond belief. We're not managing. We're not managing. If we think we're managing, if we think everything's fine, oh yeah, I'm doing okay. We're not, on one level, we're so not okay. The world is not okay. It's a sick, sick world. We're not okay at all. Bechlau, we're not okay. So Chassam Sofer one time, he said to Hashem, we're not okay. I can't tell you that we're okay. La'ucha od lisab, I can't hold back anymore. Ne'latzi la'atiach dvarim klavimala. I have no choice but to threaten you, Hashem. This is not okay what you're doing to us. Klal Yisrael are in a lot of pain. Again, mitzad the avodah, we're doing okay. Zos Torah Sa'ola. As far as Hector Chalav Ve'varim, the little bit that we're putting on the Mizbeach to offer you Hashem, we know that matters a lot in Shemayim. But how can you do this to us? I have to demand of you. Ma lo la'av shehig les banav. Uma chaser lo. Hashri le'melech shebekal sen oso bebeis okach. Mikol shekein. Begolaz ve'ino ve'shibud. Oyu le'banav shegilu me'al shulchan avim. He's paraphrasing the Gemara in Brachos. The beginning of Brachos. No, you could probably tell us what Dav. The Gemara at the beginning of Brachos, right? Woe to the father who sent away his children. Woe to the children who sent away from the father. Right? Chassam Sofer is saying, I understand that mitzad the avoda, the fact that we're still trying to connect to you in the Galus, I know it's a big praise for Hashem, but still, there's still an aspect of woe to the family that's living like this, where the father and the children are living apart. So Chassam Sofer said, I understand the value and the nachas ruach that you get from our struggles. But at the same time, there has to be a part of us that says we can't go on like this. V'lakach, misha zachal yoschelko v'gorelo b'cheves yirei Hashem, u'manigas beso v'derech haTorah. So therefore, concludes Rav Wolfson, those of us who are able to internalize this idea, and again, not chas v'shalom to look at it as merely a nice pat on the back, some apologetics to just cheer us up. It's not what it is. In Pnimiyas haTorah, this is a real idea. That at the same time there's Yeridas Adoros, and at the same time Zos Torah Sa'ola. This is the most elevated thing of all. V'lakach, therefore, a person who can educate his family in a way of Torah and mitzvot to try to be part of that small chevra of Jews who hold on at the end of time. V'osei b'Torah v'tfila pachos o'yoser, and he does what he can. Harei mitzad atzmo ein lo lizone. Mitzad himself, he should feel, I'm very fortunate. I may not be Rav Chaim Brisker, and I may not be the Chavetz Chaim, and I may not be the Gra or the Baal Shem Tov, and I may not even be amongst their disciples. But at least I could say, I'm giving a Nachas Ruach to Hashem through my struggles and through my efforts. Elamihu zeh, asher kol magamasuhu rakatso. But at the same time, meirani mili, if I'm not going to be me in the interest of the Mashiacha, then I'm going to lose out on a unique opportunity. But at the same time, kishani la'atzmi ma'ani. If I make it, well, it's not so bad because I'm enjoying my chelik and olam haba that I'm earning today. You can't be so self-centered. So at the same time, we should all be, on the one hand, thankful and rejoice over the opportunity we've been given. At the same time, we need to continue to demand that there should be geula for your sake, Hashem, v'avur tzar and shal Yisrael, because of the pain of our fellow Jews, and im yirtzeh Hashem, einenu serena malchusecha, b'tzion b'mehera b'yameinu amen. Sure.